it. I figured out what you need. A drunk caller that calls in whatever it has. I mean, I could be a candidate, but I might not be the perfect candidate.
Now for my favorite part of the show. Well, that's a talk to the audience. Oh, God, this is always death.
Do I need to send you a picture of my kid?
Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kid?
I just gotta tell you, because I'm not sure if you were aware. I can hear your penis in your voice.
Ah, crap!
All right, my friend. Oh, yeah, one more thing.
What the hell was that?
I've got a great mayor spot for you. Jonestown. You've already got the initials. CJ.
I ain't falling for that again.
Hey, Captain Morgan, you are the most entertaining radio personality in Austin.
Hey, hey! Are you ready to get rowdy?
And just like that, the great CJ Morgan art sale of 2022 has come to a conclusion.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't actually have an art sale, but I like to paint. It all started because I needed to cover a hole in a wall. Had this like door that went to an attic, and I just needed something big to put over, and it was cheaper to buy a canvas.
Why was that hole there?
And paint it. It was just part of the house. It's to get access to the attic.
It wasn't a victim of a CJ.
It was
rage.
Not a temper tantrum over video games or a Dallas Mavericks loss. No, it was already there. And I started painting because it's cheap to buy canvas to cover things up or to put up as a decoration, and then I got really into it.
Yeah.
Well, now the problem is I have way too much art. So yesterday, I brought a bunch of pieces up to the radio station. I sent out an email with a link to my Etsy and said, hey, this stuff is what I have. People are like, whoa, we really like that. I would love to have some of your art. And so I was like, okay, yeah, I'll bring it up here to my coworkers. I said, don't pay me the price on Etsy. Don't worry about that. Just donate what you think it's worth. Just give me a little bit to cover the cost of materials. So
sure.
I left about 20 paintings up there. Last night when I came back to the radio station to take them all down, there were like maybe 8 left. So most of our coworkers picked up some of my art.
Oh, that's cool.
They liked it. They were sweet. And I had my little Venmo out there. And again, I said, don't pay me a lot of money for this. I'm not selling this as art. If you like it, I want you to have it. Just give me a little something to cover the cost in my time and
right.
effort. And
how much are we talking here?
Well, I just checked my Venmo account, and Spencer, I'll be happy to let you know that selling, what did I say, probably 12 pieces of artwork, some big, some small, here at the radio station to my friends and coworkers who said, wow, this stuff is beautiful, I really like it, and I made a grand total of $20.
That's right, man. You did bring it to a radio station.
Yeah, that's true.
You didn't
true.
Take them anywhere.
Someone might have
spent 40 at least.
I made $20 off 12 pieces of art. That's
you
not,
did it.
That's not going to cover
but
one
you
canvas.
You still
but
sold some of your art,
you know
bro.
What it means? It means I'm actually a professional artist.
Yeah.
If you once you've made money
that's
off
right.
of it, it doesn't have to be a profit, but once you've made money, there you are. You're rich. You're famous.
Proud of you.
Thank you very much. And if you want to see some of my crappy art, it is crappy, and it is very inspired by drugs, but I'll tweet it at the CJ Morgan. Today is National Kissing Day. Come here. That's right. It is Woo! National Kissing Day.
Let's celebrate, bro.
Let's kiss each other. Spencer, come here. We always do that on the radio, and we always joke and say, what about a kiss?
Yeah.
And earlier we were giving Emily some crap about kissing. So I thought, you know what? Let's talk about National Kissing Day. Why is it National Kissing Day? Well, this holiday started years ago whenever someone decided that they thought their partner, their friends, their pets, their people should all be kissed. And it's all about just loving. You know,
yeah.
I think hugging's a little nicer, but it says to celebrate today to watch movies that have great kissing scenes. It says time yourself and see how long you can kiss. The world record is 58 hours, 35 minutes, and 58 seconds. Do you remember this as a kid at the mall? They used to have these kissing contests. Was this like an 80s thing, or was just,
maybe.
This just an Amarillo thing?
I don't know if I've seen it, but I remember seeing it maybe in some sort of like a show or something.
Yeah.
Or like it was a bit more common to at least show up in, you know, media, like fictional media.
I specifically remember one when I was a kid, and it just popped into my mind, but it was almost like those the dance contest where you get tapped on the shoulder and you're out. But it was couples would kiss. It was at the Promenade in the mall in Amarillo.
It was probably to win something, right?
Just to see how long someone could kiss. And, you know, I was very lucky and had my first kiss from my uncle. So,
thank you very much. How long did that last?
actually, my first kiss was I was in sixth grade. This girl was in eighth grade, and it was in a storm drain.
Very Amarillo. I don't know why.
Dude, it is very. It's, also, remember, I had a rat tail and spiky hair most of my life. But yeah, that was my first kiss. Wow. And right away, I learned that your friends are not going to back you. They were very angry that I kissed a girl before them. And,
how weird is that, right?
They ignored me all day long. Not all kisses go well, so maybe you can share stories of kisses gone wrong, which happens often.
Oh.
And, of course, you can discuss your favorite on-screen kiss from whatever movie it is you love. So celebrate National Kissing Day by giving someone a kiss. Mwah! But maybe not dogs. They will give you giardia. Maybe not too many people. That's how you get cold sores.
You can kiss yourself.
You can kiss yourself.
Yeah. Mwah.
Mwah. I know how you're going to die. Well, I don't know how.
Oh.
But I can tell if you're going to die.
Okay.
For reals, there's a new study that researchers in Brazil just published, and it basically says... if you can't stand on one leg for 10 seconds without help, without falling over, without anything, you're going to die within 10 years.
Ah, that's lovely.
I don't want to be all Final Destination in here, but I think we should all see who can do it.
Who can do it?
Yeah.
Oh, easy.
You want to start? Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Does it say which leg is preferred? Is there like different results for different legs? Or?
You know, I'm guessing whatever your strong leg is, so 10 seconds.
What's the science behind this, first of all?
Dude, do you think I actually read the study?
Read the conclusion.
I just read the headline.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You heard that. Okay.
Right,
okay. I'm going to actually do my left hand. Left leg to flex.
Okay, so 10 seconds.
Ready?
10 seconds. Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. She's not even wavering. 7, 8, 9, 10. And look at you dance. You're risking fate right there. All right, Spinny, you ready to try it?
I did 13 years of dance.
Do you want to know?
You can't kill me.
Okay, here we go. So now
take these shoes off.
Spinny and I aren't quite as young and nimble as Emily.
No, that would mean I would die in 34. That's depressing.
Really depressing. So Spencer is he is younger, and Spencer's in better shape than I am. I think he actually kind of works out.
Not
a little
really.
Bit.
Not this past
not,
month.
Not a lot. Okay, let's see. 10 seconds and go. All right.
a little
wavering. But,
and you've got
the back
leg action instead of the front.
Y'all
That's
are both tempting fate by just moving around too much. 10 seconds, he did it.
Really? What's the waver? This is way easier than
I
thought.
Okay, let's see.
Right.
Now, am I going to die within the next 10 years?
Let's see.
It's time to find out. Here we go. Okay. Since my left leg is the one I just had the back surgery stuff, I'm gonna do my right leg.
That's a good idea.
I'm going to use a trick I learned in soccer, which is where you're supposed to touch your ear. Your head to your
5, 6.
Okay,
all right,
I was
7,
gonna ask if we were counting.
Eight,
that's kind of important.
9, 10. You made it. You made it. You did
we're
it.
Fine.
I was a little wobbly, but I survived.
It didn't say anything about wobbling. It doesn't care.
literally, it just says researchers in Brazil published the results of a study that found adults actually between the ages of 51 and 75.
Oh,
so
we're
guess
a little early.
I kind of left that part out. That seems a little important. But
you just said a weird fetish and wanted to see people stand on
just
one leg.
Old men doing that. It said if you can't stand on one leg for 10 seconds without any additional support, you are twice as likely to die within 10 years. It says there's no connection between balance and any particular disease or anything like that, but generally people who can't do that are probably in poor health. Makes sense.
I'll be honest. Depending on what my results were, I was going to be relieved either way. So.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I'm excited to
oh, thank God, not much longer. Or, oh, thank God, I got time.
Is that just a dead elephant?
Matt Bearden's here with some tips, tricks, and hell, just fun things to do.
Yeah, you know, I've been trying to find stuff for us to do in the summer that you can do by yourself with a loved one. Kids in tow, if you got those kids that are happening. And every Wednesday, I'm trying to find what I would call a very small day trip. Something you can do. You don't need a hotel. You can get out there, get home in a hurry, right?
Quick road trip, yeah.
Yeah, and today, Mammoth National Monument in Waco.
Okay, I know of this, but I don't know anything about it.
I've been with my family and my kids, and my kids are just like everybody else's kids. They don't want to be bothered. It's not a video game. It's not an arcade. Why the hell would we want to go? And guess what? They both loved it.
Okay.
First of all, it's a national monument, and that means no gate fees, right? So you can get in for free.
Our taxes paid for it, baby.
That's right. Now, a national park, they charge you to get in, but they do not at a national monument. Now, you're saving money. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Spend the money on the guided tour. It's not much. I want to say it's like $5 a head. The guided tour, I usually am like, look, just give me a pamphlet. I don't want to be bothered. I went on the guided tour here. Absolutely worth it. I'm very glad because there's a bunch of other stories that I wouldn't have known about otherwise.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, essentially there were a couple of people out at a creek, just kind of, I don't know, doing whatever you do at a creek, fishing, whatever, and they looked at something what they thought was a skull. They thought they had found basically like a human skull.
Sure.
Turned out to be the kind of rotator part of a femur, the hip bone, you know what I mean, that goes into your hip, the big ball joint. Well, it turned out to be
a woolly mammoth.
Of a mammoth.
So it's huge.
And they ended up finding a ton of them all in this one little area.
Sweet.
And I don't know if they all fell into one big old pit. Who knows what happened?
Maybe there's a flood or something. Yeah.
But they're all there. But the thing is that some of them are actually at levels where they're separated by like 12,000 years. So they didn't happen all at the same time.
That's
just
weird.
I know.
So it's like a gathering. It's like a meridian point for mammoths to meet their end.
Well, could have just been some tar pits.
No, man.
Anyway, dude, you've got to go check it out. And then, you know, I don't like to go anywhere hungry. And I will tell you this. In Waco, stay away from Magnolia and all the big tourist
traps. Yes, please stay away from Magnolia.
Here's what you want to do. You want to go to a place called Guess Family Barbecue.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, I'll sing their praises all day long. I met the young man, Reed Guess, who I met him when he was younger, who started the company. It's exploded. In fact, they just made Texas Monthly's, like, I think, top 10 list of best barbecue in the state.
Hell yeah.
Their barbecue is so good. You're going to see something on the menu that's there occasionally if you're on there on the right day that is a pastrami beef rib.
Ooh.
I'm going to also tell you that it's like $40 for a rib. And you're going to go, no way. There's no way I'm spending $40 on one rib. And I will tell you that you're an idiot for not getting it because I didn't get it. But like I said, I had met Reed before, and he said, you really need to try this. And he brought the rib out to my family, and holy crap, if it's not one of the best.
It was a mammoth rib.
Yeah.
That big.
The sides are fantastic. They got a full bar. And and then do that. And then if you get your wife a little, you know, liquored up, she'll forget about Magnolia.
And not go buy $12,000 candles.
Yeah, you don't need to go buy all the Magnolia candles and just get home in time. Anyway, it's a really fun thing to do. I know a lot of people maybe don't have Waco on their list of must-see places, but go check out the Waco Mammoth National Monument and Guess Family Barbecue.
ADD Radio. CJ Morgan on. Wait.
The Birria Queen is here.
You look fat as
I'm getting very concerned with the integrity of our organization here.
CJ.
You have gained, 50 pounds of fat. The man is carrying around trash bags filled with Mexican foods.
CJ is fat.
Yes, there is someone who I've followed on Instagram for a while because I absolutely love eating good food. My friend Matt Bearden, who's here with us, introduced me to something called birria. And now we have who has been labeled by many people I trust the best person in Austin to order birria from, the Birria Queen. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you so much for coming by. Besides just calling you Birria Queen, do you have a name you prefer to go by, or are you just...
Honestly, people just know me as the Birria Queen.
The Birria Queen.
And you'll go with it. Yeah.
I'll go with
I like it.
If you're going to get a good name and it has queen in it, why would you run with something else?
Why not? Right?
Ever want to change it? And that's actually my first question is, how do you pronounce it?
Okay, so he pronounced it pretty well. You got to roll your R. So if you can, then you got it.
Okay.
It's birria. Yes.
Birria.
There you go.
Yeah.
told you all this time, man.
Excited.
Come on. Yeah, you got to put a little spice
it's
in there.
It's pronounced Biringo.
Yeah, Biringo. The way people can order is they find you on Instagram, Birria_queen.
Uh-huh.
You have your number there, yes. And then they call you and order. And I don't know if you noticed, but when I was ordering from you last week, I didn't say birria. I just said, I'll have the 10 taco pack and I'll have the ramen. Like, I was so scared to say it.
It's all good. Okay. You don't embarrass yourself, but you got it.
Good. Yeah, I was so nervous about the whole process. And I was like, I'm not going to know how to say that word. And she's going to get mad at the stupid gringo. What actually is this food that's just been sweeping Austin over the last couple of years?
Honestly, it's very traditional soup. It's a caldo.
Okay.
And thank you for having me out here.
Oh, man.
Okay, so it is a caldo, and it's traditionally made with chivo, which is goat meat.
Okay.
But I know a lot of people aren't accustomed to eating it with chivo, which is the traditional way. So
sure.
A lot of people and myself, we swap it out for regular carne de res, which is beef.
Carne de res.
Yes.
Man, that's it. I just want to close my eyes and listen to the ASMR of you describing food.
Oh my God, I should do that.
Yeah,
right?
You should start a podcast where you just name food and it's very soothing.
Yeah.
Why do you think that it's taken off so much in the last couple? Is it just because it's such an Instagrammable food? Like, it looks good. Everybody gets excited. They see cheese being melted. They
crispy
see
tacos.
Dipping food. Do you think that that's why?
Yes.
Because, I grew up on the border. I grew up in Brownsville. But we didn't even really have. It wasn't a big thing down in South Texas. But I remember a couple places had it, but it never took off like it has recently. And now I even noticed the last time I was down the valley, there are places really advertising it. It sprung up everywhere.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think, honestly, like you said, it's very Instagrammable. It's very delicious. It's very, hearty.
It
makes you feel like you're at home when you're eating it, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's why people love it. It's taken off.
It's a crispy taco you dip into soup.
Yeah.
It's so good. And actually, I kind of like your story because you you grew up in California.
Yes.
You moved to Austin because you had some family here, and you just started making this for friends, right?
No, I actually started just making it for my family and I because I couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
When I first moved
it wasn't
here.
In Austin then.
No, in 2018 there was no such thing of birria. Like no restaurant, no taco shop, nobody had it. So I was like, oh, it's okay, whatever, I'll make it myself. You know,
and
then
people were like, what is this?
Yeah, people were like, what is that? Like on Facebook and Snapchat.
Again, Instagrammable food. It looks amazing.
Yeah, they're like, what is that? What are you dipping? And I'm like, oh, this is what it is. And they're like, you know, it started off as a joke, like, oh, I would love to buy your leftovers, haha, you know? And then I was like, well, I mean, if you're down, you know? And, you know, so many people had asked about it, and it just started from there. I was like,
What region of Mexico did it traditionally develop? Was it like Oaxaca or something?
No, it's actually came from, you know, there's different types of birria in different
cities.
Yeah, so
region,
whatever region. So really, I don't know exactly where it started, but it is a big thing in Jalisco.
Okay.
It's a big thing really all over Mexico.
And people need to know, too.
Different regions do it differently.
I've seen a couple people make it for themselves at home, but they don't make the caldo. And
that's the most important part.
That's, that's what makes it.
I mean, everything settles in the bottom of it.
You don't understand.
Yeah.
It's all in the juice. You gotta get the juice.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what I perfected too. Is the caldo? It's so thick. A lot of people make it like watery and oily, and no, it's got to be a certain thickness, creaminess,
And I love that you're not just doing the traditional style. You make ramen with it.
Oh yeah.
You have you have spicy Cheeto quesadillas.
Oh,
it's insane. I just love how many of my influencer friends and stuff have posted about you, and I've been trying to find you. Now I found you, and you started selling these kind of on the weekends, and then did you straight up left your job to make food, to run your food truck.
Exactly. I was like, I'm having fun with it. I love it. I've always loved to feed people. Like when I switch, see people eating my food and they're happy. Like, oh, this is the bomb. Da 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 da. You know, I'm like,
you're
okay,
always cooking
I love
and
it.
Dancing on your Instagram too. I noticed that.
I am. But yeah, so I love it. People love it. And, you know, I do have the traditional caldo, but I also do it untraditionally. And I like to, like, you know, infuse other things like the birria egg rolls, which I call mini chimneys because it looks like a little mini chimichanga.
Yum.
Yeah. So it's fun. You know, food's fun. You're supposed to enjoy it and, you know, do different things with it and see what happens and see what people like.
Well, absolutely love it. It's delicious. I brought it for coworkers, for us, and then everyone else in the building is starting to talk about it.
I love it. Yeah, I brought some for you guys today. I was like, I gotta bring you more.
And I want to point something out here. You said you came here from California, and there's a bunch of people in this town that love to bitch about people moving here from California. But can I say that had you not, we would not have delicious tacos. So some of you need
to check
yourself.
We got a good one. Okay.
Check yourself.
Fine.
People.
Yeah, we'll take you over Elon Musk and Joe Rogan any day. Last but not least, just how do you, if people want to order from you, how do you prefer that they contact you?
They can always call the phone number that I have on all platforms.
Facebook, Instagram.
They can just call that number and order
and,
to pick up.
Again, where I found you is on Instagram. It's birria. Did I do it right?
You're pretty good.
Yes. You got it.
You don't stop after these people won't know.
I get so nervous.
Just roll right through.
And once you say it wrong, you keep doing it. Anyhow, thank you so much for stopping by. It's birria underscore queen. And I also put you up on my Instagram at the CJ Morgan. So thank you for the food. Thank you for the awesome things you do. And hell, best of luck continuing doing this.
Thank you so much for having me. I had fun.
Dude, we'll probably have you back someday.
Yes, I'd love that. Thank you.
Dude, I'm freaking pissed. I'm upset.
Okay.
Yeah, this is we put things to the human out there that's listening to this show.
Yeah, our listener.
And our listener sometimes makes decisions that I don't really like and I don't really agree with.
Really?
It frustrates me because now for 2 weeks in a row, you've lost the sports bet. You've dropped two Plinko chips. One landed on Lego Crawl. Again, a second week in a row, another one landed on Dong Plong.
Right.
I've been practicing for the Dong Plong, as you can see with these water bottles over here, but our listener voted for the punishment, and it's Lego Crawl.
Well, Lego, very popular with people. In fact, it's so popular that I've learned to say Lego instead of Legos, which is what I've called them my entire life. But you, a giant Lego nerd, have taught me that the plural of Lego is Lego.
And it's also not Lego men, it's minifigures. Spencer and I are doing this thing on Friday now. Where we do actually, where people like that correct all our crap.
No, I understand how it works.
You know how much I mess up, right?
Oh, yeah, and I listen to the show, so I know what you do.
Someone actually'd me about a Lego man and said, actually, it's minifigure. Like, I know it's a minifig. I know. Like, I still am going to call him Lego man occasion because that's what I called him since I was a kid.
Well, you gotta put the terms out there for the lay people.
When the guy
know.
Said, actually, it's minifig, you should have said, how many figs can you fit up your butt?
Take that, son. He's burned.
Well, you desperately want to do the Dong Plong, which was just to take...
Explain it.
Well, it's okay. It was very popular like 3 years ago. The bottle flip. Everybody was on TikTok doing it. A bottle with... maybe a third of water.
Correct.
And you try to do a 360 and land it up perfectly. Almost got it. Pretty good. You want me to lie down on the floor, and then you want to do that next to me, and you want that weight, which is just about under a half a pound, to hit me right in the nards.
Crush your dong with it. That's why it's called the Dong Plong.
Yeah, you think it's funny to hit a guy in the nards.
It's also funny visually. I think more funny than crawling on Legos. We've already done a Lego walk, but I guess now we can get the Lego crawl out of the way and I can take this box home. Yes, for our listener, I do have a box of Legos at my work.
Yeah, a box of what?
Lego. I have a box of Lego at my work, all caps. And coming up, Matt's gonna crawl on him. You got no pants. You got to be nude too.
Okay,
that's okay.
Can I leave my boots on?
Yes, please.
Prefer. Every Friday we make a sports bet. The loser, whoever picks the most incorrect matches or stats or whatever on our bet, has to drop two punishment Plinko chips. Yes, we have a full Plinko board, not a stupid punishment wheel. That's corny hack radio. We're the number two show in Austin. We don't do that kind of crap. That's some number 3-4 crap. No, we have our own Plinko board. A lot of punishments on it. Dong Plong and the Lego Crawl were the two that Matt dropped, and you voted. You voted for the less funny one. the less entertaining one and the less painful one. Lego crawl.
Just a real quick correction. When management came down here and said number two show, they didn't mean rankings.
They said I'm a piece of crap.
They said, when they said, hey, you guys are a number two show, they did not mean in rankings.
It's absolute S.
Yes. Yeah.
So that explains why we're having a meeting this week.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? The smell just in this room overall. But you're going to crawl in Legos. Can you take us behind your initial Lego walk that you did as a punishment months ago?
Yeah, I had to do two different kind of Lego walks in here over time. And I will tell you, did I ever do a crawl before? Or did I just do a walk and then I do one?
You just did a walk where you had to essentially like walk in on the flames. You just go across, right. Turn around, and come back.
Here's the thing. What actually worries me about this is I am reaching that age where my weight and my knees do not work together for something like
they're
this.
They're in conflict, yes.
Yeah. Much younger and much more spry, I bet my knees could handle this. But I spent... Oh, that is a terrible sound. A lot of Legos.
There they are.
I spent a lot of years skateboarding as a kid. Let's be honest. I spent a lot of years wiping out in parking lots. And as a result, both of my knees, one of them is actually really bad. The doctor has suggested surgery, but that costs money. So
yeah,
that ain't going to happen. And so we'll see how this goes. I don't worry so much about the palms of my hands because they're calloused because I'm lonely.
But it's going to hurt the knees.
Yeah, I'm worried about the knees.
Worried about the knees. Well, you ready to get to it?
I'll get to it.
I've got several pounds of Legos out right now.
It's not that long of a distance. But really, it's going to take two or three. It's going to be... Okay, here we go.
Let's do it.
All right. I'm starting out right here.
Crawling on the Legos, baby.
And it's before I even get to... this actually hurts the palms more than...
So it does hurt the hands. Let's hear them Legos swish around.
You know what? Not as bad on my knees as it is on my palms.
But the palms of your hands are really bad. Oh, man. Matt is... halfway through. We are in the studio and literally... It is just covered in Legos, probably about 10 feet by 2 feet wide strip of Lego.
Here's the thing. When you first put your knee or palm down, it's not that bad.
It's when they get stuck.
It's as it finds its way down to one individual Lego.
That it really hurts.
It really does. Okay.
He is halfway through. And again, this room, it's carpet, but it is absolutely covered with Lego. And okay. Matt is wincing.
But what I'm worried about is this part right here is a pile of crap and could really hurt the knee.
Oh, and the knee just... Oh, God. Ugh. I think you broke a Lego right there. Are you going to crawl back? Are you doing it both? Or are we done?
You know what?
He's going back for more. Turning around. Again, this is 2 by 10 feet just of Lego bricks.
There's a whole ship in here.
there's an entire spaceship just in it. By the way, shout out to comedian Kat Ramzinski, who bought a storage unit that had a tub of Legos and then promptly sold them to me just for moments like this. Congratulations, Matt. Oh, dude, you look at his hands. He's got indents on his hands. There we go. Another punishment in the books. You can make your very own mini lightsaber.
And now it's time for the Nerd Report.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
That's right, you can make your own mini lightsaber, be it for a Lego minifigure like I have, or a lot of people actually collect the smaller Star Wars figurines, that sort of thing.
Okay.
I think I actually have a few in my office. But thanks to YouTube, you can learn how to do anything. And it's super cheap and it's super cool. Not just to make a lightsaber out of this, but I'm having like so many different ideas of weird things to make. I'm going to play the clip now of this very simple way to make a teeny lightsaber.
The lightsabers are made from these 3-volt LED filaments.
So very little tubes, 3-volt LED filaments.
I can already tell this is going to be nerdy.
I looked online. You can get 20 of these for $4. So you can buy
20
these
lightsabers
for super cheap.
Yeah.
Yes. Cool. Yes, yes.
Okay. Army of lightsabers.
Back to it.
Someone named Sebastian in one of my videos told me to go look on AliExpress, and I did, and I was very surprised to to find these little filaments that run right off of a 3-volt power source.
So yeah, the tiny little batteries that like go in a watch or your car clicker, that sort of thing. Those little 3-volt boys. It has two wires or diodes coming out of the end of the filament, and you just touch it to the battery each side, and it lights up really, really easily. So,
this is going to be a car lightsaber.
To explain that essentially he just takes a little plastic red tube. It's hollowed out on the inside, kind of like a smaller straw.
Yeah.
And then he runs the tube through that and then puts it on a hilt. And then the battery, like the little wire, actually goes into the back of the figurine behind like the cape or something like that. So then you're left with a pretty sweet lightsaber. The video, you know, like any YouTube video, this goes on for like 8 minutes. But that's the basic gist of it. And it looks super cool. Like, look at this Darth Vader here at the end.
Rosie that looks free. Incredible.
It actually is cool, right?
Yeah.
It's not super nerdy. It's kind of nerdy, but it got me to thinking of like all the different little things I could light up and make with this. Like not just lightsabers, but my Star Wars ships.
Yeah.
Because then I can run the little filaments around it because they sell.
Put some underglow on the Falcon, baby.
Dude, exactly. Ooh. Yeah, underglow like I have a racing car, a drifting car. Exactly. Like just glow up all these things because they sell kits for Legos, LED and lighting kits and all that
stuff. They're probably like $40 or something.
They're
insane.
Way more than that. Right. It's hundreds of dollars. It is very, very expensive to light up a Lego. But now with these things, so cheap and so easy, all you essentially got to do is just make a Lego container that'll contain the battery and then have some wiring, and then you just have these little filaments on the outside.
Wow. This is a fun little project for you, CJ.
I'm very excited about it,
because I could tell.
I'm running out of projects and crap to do.
You can't buy more Legos either. You need something else that's a cheaper alternative.
We'll talk about more Legos tomorrow report. I'm sad to tell you. You are both going to be a little upset with me. But that's tomorrow's Nerd Report.
Okay.
Today, we're in a good mood and excited because I got a dumb, fun new project to do. Man, reminds me of the days when Radio Shack was still open.
Oh, my God.
He's already stalking you. Stalk back at the CJ Morgan Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. 101X.
I got a massage in one of those less than reputable places last night.
Wait. How less than reputable?
I mean, think very less than reputable.
Not illegal.
Not illegal. Okay. And right now, throw out any of the cliche stereotypes of this place. We all know the places, what they're called, what they do.
Yeah.
But essentially, yes, I went to a place in a strip mall that just has like a neon sign and it looks and feels very shady. But it wasn't really shady.
Okay.
And I wasn't going with any ill intent. I wasn't planning on sitting down and
having them pop a question at the end.
Correct. and ask. I'm not even going to say that very cliche term for what you request. Stereotypical crap. But I didn't do that. Okay.
That's not why I went.
That's
not what you did. Nor did they all. No, we get it. We're not judging.
Okay. Good.
Whatever.
Thank you.
If you had done that, I wouldn't have judged anyway.
If I had done that, I probably wouldn't be telling the story
I would have said, hey, where is it? How much?
I would be texting you and be like, bro, you got to check this out. Anyhow, so we all know about my back problems and just kind of the spine stuff and leg stuff I've been dealing with. So yesterday I'm doing housework. I'm doing yard work. And I would never think to go to one of these places because, again, they are kind of like sketchy. They're in weird shopping centers next to a liquor store and like a bar and a nightclub.
Smoke shop. And why is this here?
It's very, very random, the choice of location, literally next to a tattoo place.
Yeah.
I started like seizing up in my back and my left foot like cramped so bad I was having trouble walking. And at the time, my fiance was getting a massage at this place called Form and Function, which you have to book like months in advance.
Yeah,
appeal of these places now. You just walk in.
Exactly. So at a place like Form and Function, an hour massage is going to be like $100+. Plus, you tip the masseuse.
Yeah.
Like I said, you have to book it in advance. You have to fill out a ton of paperwork. There were no places like Massage Envy, even is kind of a chain. None of these places were open. So I just used Google Maps and just typed in massage, and I found a place that was called I'm not going to say what it was, but when I was looking at the website, which it was a very bad website, too.
Perfect. It's like 1998
quality. Yeah, it hasn't been updated.
Precisely.
Yep.
And it's like website.co.biz. Yeah. Whatever, you know, so they don't even have a domain. But they do like foot massages and stuff like that. So I was like, this place is perfect. So I drive over there. Mind you, like I'm cramping. I'm in pain. I go to the front door, and this like lady, she's very stern and abrupt, and was like, "What do you want?" And I go, "Oh, I'm sorry, can I get a massage?" And she goes, did you make appointment?" And I said, "No, I didn't." And she goes, "Okay, what do you want?" And I said, and she goes, "Full body massage." And I go, yeah, that's fine. And she goes, "Okay, $60, pay right now." I paid. It was only $60 for an hour. But yeah, that was a weird thing.
Yeah, $1 an hour. Yikes.
Exactly. Pretty solid.
I pay, I tip, and she goes, "Okay, room 4. And there's just like rooms with curtains. They're not like real rooms. And in this room, there's like 3 beds. And they're not normal massage tables.
They're not the other. They're not like a milking table.
No. Spencer, I told you, leave out the cliches.
No.
That's not a cliche.
That's a new up-and-coming thing.
I unrobe. I leave my boxers on, of course, because I was like, I don't want to be hairy, fat dude going in there. Didn't fill out any paperwork, which is very bizarre. I've never had to do that.
No evidence that you were here.
Not at all.
Young lady walks in and just like starts massaging. Usually they ask you questions, what hurts, and I kind of tried to tell her, and it was clear she didn't speak English. That's fine. Not judging that.
Yeah.
The massage is great. It feels really good. There were like 3 layers. Like started with a dry rub, then a little bit of oil, and then like really hot oil and hot stones.
Oh, sweet. I love the stone. They did the stones for $60.
Yes, not just that, but like Asiachu, like she was crawling on me and like holding the poles and stepping on my back, like really getting into it. Absolute great, wonderful massage. I'm feeling very good, but she has not touched my foot yet, which is the problem. It's cramping, and I'm kind of like indicating, like I'm showing her like leg and this like that, and still doesn't touch foot. The whole thing was a foot massage. Like the package even says, I guess what I got is 15-minute foot massage, and then most of it's back, and then like part of it's head and neck.
Yeah.
Didn't touch it. And then so an alarm goes off. She says thank you and leaves. And I didn't roll over either. Like I was face down, ass up the entire time. Which is kind of different.
Little tummy tickle.
No tummy tickle.
That's
the other weird thing is there was very much ass rubbing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't sexual because you have a lot of nerves that you can reach in there. And
it was like she knew so you had problems. Let's get into it. Let's dive deep.
A lot of butt rubs.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It felt great.
Yeah.
But little bit of butt rubbing for me.
Much. Did you blush a little bit? You're like,
I mean, yeah, I'm in a cold, weird room in a strip mall, and my ass is just out. You're
trying to flex to look cool.
Yeah, making it all tight.
Those are my tight cheeks.
But she didn't even work on my foot, and I was very disappointed because it was still kind of cramping and hurting, and I was like, why didn't she work on my foot? Why didn't she work on it? I flip and roll over to get up and get dressed, and then I see 2 scabby, bloody bandages covering, you know how I fell and hurt myself last week?
Yeah.
So when I took my shoes off, I still had these Band-Aids on, but they were like kind of coming off and very disgusting. So the entire time, my feet are sticking out, and she must have just been like, ooh, I'm not touching that. I'm not touching that disgusting, gross man's feet. So yeah, 10 out of 10, though. Still good. Still highly recommend it.
You fit the stereotype more than they did at that point.
Very much. Creepy, hairy, smelly dude with just bloody bandages.
Touch my wound. I want you to touch my wound.
Don't swim in town lake. I know we've been talking a lot about where to go to cool off because it's so miserably hot. We're in the middle of a drought. Springs are drying up. So where do we go? Where do we go swim? Lady Bird Lake should not be one of them. As a matter of fact, it's actually illegal to swim in Lady Bird Lake.
Oh, good.
Which I don't think a lot of people know, and I didn't even realize until pulling up this article on KXAN. But here are a few reasons why you should not take a dip in Lady Bird Lake. And if you'll recall earlier this week, I was talking about how we were driving over the bridge and just saw so many people in the lake. A lady literally with her kids in life jackets just swimming.
Ugh,
but it's been illegal since 1964. An ordinance banned swimming between the Tom Miller Dam, or Darn, or
Be careful.
And the old Montopolis Bridge. Here's the reason. One of them, obviously, is because of runoff and pollution.
Right.
Even though that's not the primary reason, there's been several drownings in the lake over the years, and there's a current that runs in it that is really dangerous and that can actually snag you.
Ooh.
And you can get caught up in it, and danger. It's very, very unsafe. They also say that there's a lot of underwater debris,
right,
from collapsed bridges, from construction, just from
vehicles, airplanes landing in it, and
it literally was an airplane earlier this week that landed. Right. So one of the many reasons you shouldn't swim there, and it's only 10 to 16 feet deep on average. And, you know, there are places that are deeper, places that are also more shallow. So you just got to be really careful because you don't know what's under the water. It's poison. It's polluted because of all the runoff. You often have algae that develops in it that can give you the rash and itches.
Yikes. Yeah.
And again, that it's shallow. There's stuff under there. It's dangerous.
Any parasites
floating?
Too?
Probably.
Don't want to get those parasites. So don't make you too sick.
They do say that. So they look at like E. coli levels and other kind of pollutants, and they say it's safe for kayaks, for paddle boarding, technically swimming too, but again, those other hazards I brought up are the reasons why you shouldn't.
So if you accidentally fall out of your kayak, you can get back in, not a big deal, but you don't want prolonged exposure.
Just better be wearing your life jacket. They also say it's not illegal for dogs to swim in Lady Bird Lake, but keep in mind that a lot of times the harmful algae levels get pretty high, and that can be very dangerous for your dog. If they do swim in the lake or jump in, sometimes it's hard to control that. Make sure you give them a little bath when you get home. There you go. Little bit of swimming tips for all you noobs. Did you know?
About to find out.
Yeah, this segment's all about that. Knowing things, learning things. Five fast facts starting with this. Did you know? The not letting cold beer get warm and re-chilling it because it skunks the beer, quote, is actually a myth. Cold beer isn't a one-time thing. It's often chilled and unchilled. The skunky flavor usually comes from the
light.
Sun. Yeah, UV light. That's why a lot of times if Heineken or Beck's or a lot of the beers that are in green bottles.
Even, yeah.
Yeah. What did you say?
It's Corona in a clear.
No, you just said Corona.
Did I?
You did.
You very much said.
Corona? Corona?
You went full like a television announcer who just suddenly
on the news.
Starts.
Well, I think
I didn't mean to.
He's still hyped up because the Birria Queen was just in here.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably why. Anyhow.
I was trying to impress her.
There you go. It can spoil faster, however, it's left in like 100 degree heat.
And that's so why a lot of people are in Atlanta, but that's why you mainly drink beer at night.
Exactly. Yes. Unless you're struggling with alcoholism like I am. Did you know? I think we've done this one before, and I think everyone knows this, but the song Closing Time by Semisonic isn't actually about a bar closing. It's about a baby.
Yeah, ew. We've now done it. This is actually the third time you've done it.
You
keep trying to sneak this in. Did you know? Sometimes CJ is kind of bored and doesn't want to do the whole
actually
bit.
Actually, editing. You know what? Did you know? I'm just going to turn this into like when Paul Rudd visits Conan O'Brien and he just keeps playing the scene from Mac and Me.
Yeah,
oh, love it. did you know? UPS, T-Mobile, Target, Tiffany Co., and the University of North Carolina all have specific trademarks on their signature colors.
That makes sense.
Now you know. Did you know? Breaking Bad was supposed to take place in Riverside, California, but the state of New Mexico and Albuquerque gave them better financial and tax incentives, so they moved
there.
Also, it wouldn't be the same if it was California, because there
is so much better being in New Mexico.
Especially Albuquerque, because if you know how in this very almost like kind of racist way, anytime there's a crime film in Mexico, it's like they use a real yellow kind of filter to make Mexico look like seedy and dangerous. Well, in Albuquerque, that's really the color of the sky.
Yeah.
There's just like a gross yellow haze. It's so perfect. Love that show. Stressful, though. All right. Did you know?
I love Albuquerque.
World Cup is coming up at the end of this year, and the best World Cup performance by American men's soccer team was at the very first one. In 1930, they finished in third place.
Hooray!
Since then,
we're number three.
they've never finished higher than eighth.
It is my belief, and I have said this for a long time, that the World Cup would be bigger in the U.S. if we ever won one or dominating.
Or cared.
But, well, no, Americans don't care because Americans don't like to lose so badly.
We're sore losers.
That we're just like, oh, that sport's no good. It's just no good. It's the biggest sport in the world. Nah, it's not. No, it's not because we don't dominate.
And every one of our sports, football, the NFL, hockey, whatever, it's the winner of whatever championship is called the world champion. And it's like, that's not true. You don't know if the Colorado Avalanche could beat some Russian team.
Yes, we do.
We can, America. Caller, hello.
Hi.
What's up?
Oh, I didn't think I actually got through. That's crazy.
You did it. You made it. You're here.
I was calling because I was just listening to y'all live, and y'all were talking about the U.S. men's soccer team.
Yes.
So I know they haven't won, but the women's team has won.
The women's team absolutely dominates.
They kill it. Yeah. I just wanted to call and be like, well, don't forget them.
Will not. I apologize. They kick ass, and you know what? They finally fought and got equal pay, so hell yeah.
Exactly. I'm happy about it.
All right, cool. Thanks for reminding us, because you're absolutely right. They're badass. They're absolutely amazing.
All right, well, love listening to y'all. Y'all have a good day.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Alex Morgan, Megan Rapinoe, Becky Sauerbrunn. So many are amazing, and yes, they are the current World Cup title holders. Let's go, Women's USA. Hell yeah. And I will say, now that I was talking about earlier how, you know, the men's team is just always not great. They're very disappointing. They've had some great players in history. Landon Donovan, Clint Dempsey. But now they actually have world caliber. Not that those guys weren't. But they have so many people that play overseas in bigger leagues than the MLS and the Bundesliga and the Premier League and La Liga. You got like Gio Reyna. You got Christian Pulisic. You've got a chance to do some things in this World Cup. I'm excited about it. It's all I'm going to talk about come this fall. Yeah, soccer. It says, love thy neighbor, not fight with thy neighbor. A neighbor ruined her neighbor's wedding. She's being called Weed Whacker Karen and described as miserable, hateful, and mean. A young couple were getting married on their property.
Yeah.
But across the street, I don't want to say rival, but the person they live directly across the street from, I guess they don't get along very well.
Of course.
They've described her in some very non-polite ways, but essentially she decided she was going to drown out their wedding by doing some lawn work. It was so loud that when the bride's song came on, she started mowing, she started weed whacking, she started yelling, and allegedly got so loud and so distracting that even the guests couldn't hear. You want to listen to a clip of it?
Sure.
Why not?
Your loving and faithful husband in plenty and in love.
Just kicking up the weed eater there right in the middle of the wedding.
What a jerk.
Who's the person behaving badly? Is it the neighbor mowing and weed eating and making a ruckus, or is it people getting married in your neighborhood?
So far, it seems like it would be the mowing neighbor, but at the same time, and here's the thing, like maybe they just held it at their house because it was a cost-saving thing. Venues cost money, man.
Yeah,
when you've got all this other stuff to purchase. I've never planned a wedding, but it's like, let's maybe do it at our house. We live in a nice house. It's open bar because we can afford it now because of the venue, you know, things like that.
You can make it a lot better.
If you didn't want to see the wedding or anything, just stay in your damn house. Put some headphones in. Don't be that a-hole.
Don't be an a-hole and then completely ruin it for everyone.
Is there a crux here? Is there something we found out about the wedding party? Like, is there...
That's what I'm wondering.
Did they do something?
That's what I'm wondering.
What did they do to this Karen?
Why are we so suspicious and just completely giving up on any hope?
What's their story?
The person who filmed the TikTok, which has now gone viral, said she continued through the entire wedding. We could not hear the vows. It was just so rude and truly unfortunate. She also said that the woman hadn't been so kind to guests as they were arriving. Randomly, someone said that they should go back to her and ring her doorbell at 3 a.m. once a week.
Absolutely.
Forever. and ever. But here's the deal. If you got a woman that's already that angry and that crazy
and that ill mentally,
you can't overdo it. You know, you cannot top her. She's just going to top you. And this weed whacker Karen is today's person behaving badly. You can find that video, by the way, at the New York Post.
That was pretty cool.
Wrong sound effect.
There's no win something today. Sorry, y'all.
Let's start this again. Let me edit it. And that is today's person behaving badly. Weed whacker Karen.
Yeah.
The face. Wait. The mustache. The Boston. CJ Morgan.
The Democrats have figured out a way to never be taken out of office ever again.
Greetings, listener. It is now time for Weird or Wired.
Weird or Wired, where Matt Bearden tells us if something's weird or, hell, it's wired.
That's right. And Democrats, I bet the Republicans are kicking themselves that they didn't think of this first. But the Democrats have found a way to basically buy all of our votes. I'm here for it. I think it's incredible.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
They already figured out how to steal an election.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
U.S. senators have joined a call. The Democrats in the Senate are calling on the U.S. to pass a law to follow the EU's lead. They want to make sure that all smartphone manufacturers, including Apple, adopt a common charging cable. Woo! I stand and applaud you. You have purchased my vote. Well done.
Thank you. There is nothing more frustrating than dealing with the cords that change every time a new Apple product comes out. And Spencer was saying, we talked about how this happened in the European Union.
Yeah.
Spencer was talking about how if you're hanging with friends and you're like, hey,
I got to hang out with my Android buddies. It's fine. But it's like even within, you know, like you said, the Apple, like someone might have the new Apple one and they only have their charge.
Yeah.
It's all just confusing. Yeah. And then I can't hang out with someone like CJ or anyone here in the building.
I don't have a charger.
Everyone's
for
got
Spencer.
iPhones.
And his phone's going
to
die.
And the feeling you have, the sinking feeling you have when you're down to two on your phone and you're like, oh, my God, I don't have a charger. And someone goes, oh, I have a charger. And somebody reaches into their purse and you're like, oh,
what the
thank
hell is
God,
that?
You're going to save me. Like, and then they pull out something and you're like, what?
It's the USB 4.6.
Yeah, like, and what? There's micro USB, mini USB, USB-C, Lightning. Do you remember that old original weird cable that was on iPods that had like 15 pins or something?
They were as big as a thumb.
Yeah. And so apparently the EU has said, look, you guys are all doing this to close a system and it's ridiculous and it's creating too much waste, and they can get away with it in the EU because, well, they don't have any freedoms over there.
They don't.
But I love this idea. And
same.
Generally, I'm kind of an open markets kind of guy, but if you're going to use your power, use it here. I would love to just know that anywhere I go, I can probably plug in the cable and charge my phone.
Jeez.
Yeah. So let's see. There's a bunch of senators' names that have all signed on this. And I've got to be honest with you. This is the greatest idea I've ever thought of.
Sure.
And it's I don't think I've ever cared this much about politics.
it's very exciting.
I know we're really at the cusp of losing democracy altogether.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm willing to lose democracy if it could be a little more convenient to charge my phone.
Thank you.
God, I hope this brings us all together.
I do too. I'm giving this one an absolute Wired rating.
You know, it's been a while since I've got to play my puppy report song.
Oh, boy.
And I thought for this clickbait corner, we'll talk about pets because I found some pet clickbait, the top 10 most annoying things pets do. And I have two pets, one of which is very annoying. I think you all know his name, Mr. President. And then, of course, I've got one item that it's not on this list. It's very specific, but it drives me and my fiance absolutely ape-s. I mean, instant anger, almost want to kick the damn dog.
Damn.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Clickbait corner. The top 10 most annoying things pets do, including this. Number one, puking on the carpet.
Yes.
It is occasional dog thing, but I think, Emily, you're a
cat
owner.
Cats do that, too.
It's a big cat thing, right?
My cat's getting older, so it's getting a little bit worse. But what she does, and she's also a chunky lady, so she likes to eat her food really fast.
And then get sick.
And then get sick, and I'm like, bro, calm down. Stop that. Blah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Or the hairballs.
This listicle has puking on the carpet, but I'm going to tell you what I hate is when you're asleep and you hear that. I'm going to add puking in the bed.
Do you kick them out of the bed?
I mean, I try as fast as I can, but you know, usually you wake up and then you got to move, and then because then you're washing your whole damn sheets in the middle of the night.
What I do is I just sleepily grab a napkin and put it under her, and I'm like, throw up right on that.
Do
right
that. There you go. Waiting by the door, but not going out whenever you open it. Shedding. That's probably one my fiance absolutely hates. Waking you up in the middle of the night or before your alarm.
Yes.
Kind of just discussed
Lucy
that.
Lucy does that.
Pickle started to do it now because she knows that when it's wake up time, she gets fed right after she goes out.
Mm-hmm.
So she started, I can tell it's a different behavior. She's now learned to try to wake us up at like 5, 6 a.m. She sits by the door and goes,
I've heard it.
And then she comes into the bedroom and now, you know how she just does her little like,
mm-hmm.
Now she's, because Emily dog sits for me sometimes, but now she starts barking at you.
Really?
Very frustrating. And a lot of times she doesn't even go to the bathroom. She'll chase a squirrel, come back in, and wants to get fed. Manipulative little. Begging for food or treats. Making strange sounds in their sleep. I think that's cute when they're dreaming. Mm-hmm. Do cats dream? Do cats make noises when they sleep?
Lucy doesn't, but she does kind of sometimes twitch her paws a little bit, or like she'll open her mouth and just go. So that's very cute.
Number eight, this is the most annoying things pets do on Clickbait Corner. Number eight, when your cat walks across your laptop or your workspace.
It is kind of annoying, but it's also sweet.
It's kind of cute.
The trick is you got to give them something to sit on instead. So I like to lay out a piece of paper and then Lucy goes and sits on it. I've seen somebody on TikTok got their cat a little mini computer.
I saw that one too.
And it worked.
I love it.
You got to distract them.
These next two feel very cat-like as well, knocking stuff off shelves, which cats do, but I'm going to tell you who else does that. My dog, Mr. President, and do you know why?
What?
Because he throws, if he has like, there's a toy in the corner over here that's like a floppy doll, he goes and throws it, and it just, it goes so hard and fast, and it knocks stuff over, it's frustrating.
Yeah.
Dude, he's hit me in the face before.
He's rough. He's crazy.
Well, calm down.
Bringing live or dead animals into the house. This I think is a cat thing because don't they in their heads think they're giving you a present?
Yeah. Lucy doesn't go outside, but her favorite thing to do
is kill bugs.
She kills cockroaches. Good. But I've never seen her do it. And she she doesn't do anything during the day. She sleeps all day. So when I come home and there's a cockroach laying there and she just kind of looks at me like, are you proud? I'm like, how did you kill it?
Ugh. And where did it come from?
I think she plays with it until it dies. One time she left one on my pillow.
Yeah,
and I was like, we're going to have a talk about this.
Now, at the beginning of this little Clickbait Corner segment, I mentioned the very specific thing that Mr. President does that drives Lisa and I ape-s. So I've already mentioned his number three favorite toy is going to be stuffed animals, typical dog toys, ropeys kind of thing. Number two, tennis balls. He loves tennis balls.
Cute.
He can also throw those, but he'll play a game where... When I first started dating my fiance, she had a condo that had like her bedroom was upstairs, and he would grab a tennis ball, drop it down the stairs.
Go get it.
Look at it like he's confused as hell. How did that happen? And go get it and come up. Mm-hmm. Now he does it off of the bed because I have doggy stairs on the bed. His number one favorite toy is a Kong.
Oh,
you know, the little rubber Kong things. And he's got them everywhere. He loses them. When the Roomba comes out, we find Kongs everywhere. But Mr. President will carry a Kong and he will set it down. And when you're walking around that GD house and you have a Kong that you don't see and you step on that thing, Lisa and I have both literally rolled our ankles because freaking Mr. President, because we so often step on a Kong. And I mean, he'll literally be walking with you or in front of you or behind you and drop it. And then you're just like, boom. It's almost like he does that on purpose.
It's like Mario
Kart.
He's like dropping like the red shells.
Shell.
Yes.
I got a request on Instagram. It's nice when people reach out and connect with the show. At the CJ Morgan, by the way. I'll read and chat with you and have fun. But I got a request, and being a radio personality on a station that plays some damn good alternative music,
yeah,
you would think that, oh, someone requested that I play one of our great songs.
Yeah, like Boy with Uke.
Boy with Uke.
Or Machine Gun Kellis.
What's that other one we really like? Bob Moses?
Oh, yeah, that's correct. More synthwave sound.
Yeah,
one.
That
Love
one's pretty
brand
tight.
New.
There you go. Some good songs, or as the DJs we say, alternative first on 101X.
Right. Correct.
Anyhow, no, it's actually, Spencer, it's not for any one of our songs. It's for one of your songs.
My songs?
Correct.
People don't know my... Oh, the songs that we've worked on together.
Yes, yes. Okay. So to kind of explain... I sing little songs. It gets stuck in my fiance's head, and she gets very mad at me. And they're usually about the dogs.
Yeah.
And I have one called Tum to Tum.
Yes.
And you actually took my Tum to Tum melody.
Yeah.
Lyrics, whatever we want to say, and you made it into a song. So I think to honor this request, we're gonna end the show today with Tum to Tum.
All right, cool,
by
man.
Spency and the Captain's Crew.
That's exciting.
I love it. Tum to Tum, Tum to Tum. Drums can kind of ramp up as that goes, but it also kind of has like a rap rock part that's like, when you tum to tum, tum to tum, tum to tum, tum to tum, when you tum to tum, tum to tum, tum to tum, tum to tum, when you tum to tum, tum to tum, tum to tum, tum to tum, when you tum to tum, tum to tum, with your best friend, the next best thing, tum to tum.
I go tum to tum regular. My religion is secular. Unless you count tum to tum, I got my own executor. He's Mr. B. Here we come, Waggletail. Snaggletooth never fails. Yeah, he's there, his tum to mine. His breath sure smells, so I gave him some wine. An impressive tummy. Fiance's dog, but I think he loves me. Gut bacteria make it bubbly. I hope he doesn't do do. Dang, everyone around me so sad. Push a little tummy and I feel glad. Sing a little song to cheer up the lads. Pickles here too, so we're barking mad. Push the tum to that tum. I will sing and I'll hum. Push the tum to that tum.
Tum to tum.
Yeah. Push the tum to that tum.
Tum to tum.
I will sing and I'll hum. Push the tum to that tum. Yeah. Push the tum to that tum. I will sing and I'll hum. Push the tum to that tum. Yeah. Push the tum to that tum. I will sing and I'll hum. Push the tum to that tum. Yeah.
When you tum to tum with your best friend, the next best thing, tum to tum again.
Tum to tum, tum to tum, tum to tum, tum to tum.
It's the CJ Morgan Show on KROX FM, Cuda, Austin. 101X.